I'm really excited about our new series called The Armor of God. The Armor of God. We just got done talking about the authority of the believer. And now for this month, we're going to begin a brand new series. If you're new to our church, we're a teaching church. I'm a Bible teacher. So we're going to talk about this whole month, the armor of God. The armor of God, the tools and the weapons that God has given us to win every battle you're in. You're in it to win it. Amen? Now, here's what I know. I'm here to help you today. I'm your pastor. I'm your friend. And I'm here to help you with the battle that you're in today. Every one of us are in some kind of a battle. We're in what we call this invisible war. Invisible war. What's that, Pastor? Spiritual warfare. There's a good God and a bad devil, and they're at war with one another. And the devil can't hurt God, so he hurts God's children, you. And so that's how the devil gets at God, is by hurting his children, the family of God. So we're in a battle, every one of us. Maybe the battle of depression. Maybe it's the battle of despair. Maybe you're in a battle of disappointment this week. Something major fell through. Maybe you're in the battle of stress and pressure, feeling overwhelmed. But here's what I know. Every one of us are in some kind of a battle. And to win in that battle, you have to go prepared. You have to live ready. You have to live prepared every day. To go into a battle and be unprepared, or can I say undressed, you'll lose that battle every time. You see, I've taught you for 42 years. I've been here 42 years. And I've taught you, put the word in you when you don't need it, so that when you do need it, it comes out. Because if we wait till we're in the battle to get prepared, guess what? It's too late. If you wait until the tragedy happens, the accident happens, you wind up in the hospital, you wind up in court, you wind up in litigation. If you wait till then to get prepared, it's too late. We have to live ready. We have to live prepared. We have to get up every day and get dressed for success, right? We have to face every day by being prepared. If I go into the battles of life unprepared, I'll lose that battle. You know, Daniel and Stephen and I, my two sons, we work out together. And we're a part of a community called CrossFit. We've been doing this since 2010 together. And every year in Memorial Weekend, they have a contest in that community of CrossFit people, and it's called Murph. And Murph is on Memorial Weekend, and we do it every year. And it's for a fallen soldier, okay? A fallen soldier that gave their life for our freedom in America. And so they call it Murph. Murph, would you like to know what that workout is all about called Murph coming up in a couple of weeks? I'm going to tell you whether you want to know or not, but I just thought I'd be polite. Praise the Lord. And so Murph is coming up Memorial Weekend, and here's the workout. You have to run 1 mile. And then after you run 1 mile, you come back and do 100 pull-ups, weighted. And then after you do the 100 pull-ups, then you do 200 push-ups. I remember the first time we were doing this, and I got done with the mile, the 100 pull-ups, the 200 push-ups, and I looked at Daniel, and I started to take my, you know, everything off, and Daniel said, "Dad, what are you doing?" I said, "Aren't we done?" He goes, "Not nearly." So after you run a mile, this is called Murph, it's a workout. After you run a mile, then 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and then you end it with running 1 mile again. It's called Murph. We do it every year, Memorial Weekend. Now, how many know I would lose that battle if I haven't been preparing for the last 6 weeks? Right? I mean, I've been preparing for it with our diet and our workout for the last 2 or 3 weeks. You know, I have a trainer out of San Diego, and he's giving me workouts to prepare me for Murph. But if I went into that workout, that battle unprepared, I'd lose. Take the analogy. If you and I as Christians don't be intentional every day and put on the armor of God, then we live unprepared. And that's why when the battles of life, the trials and tests and tragedies of life come, those who are unprepared fail. But those who are prepared, we have the tools given to us by God to win every battle that you're in. Does that sound okay for our introduction for this whole month? Okay, so let's get right into it. The armor of God, the armor of God. And we're going to go to Ephesians, okay? Now, the Apostle Paul wrote the book of Ephesians under the influence of the Holy Spirit. He wrote this book while he was in prison. You think you have bad things going on today, circumstances? The Apostle Paul wrote this while he was in prison. And he was chained, the Apostle Paul, while he was writing this book of Ephesians, he was chained to a Roman soldier, chained to him 24 hours a day. And each soldier had a four-hour shift. At a four-hour shift, after 4 hours, there'd be a new soldier, new Roman soldier that would come on, but he was chained 7/24. So can you just imagine he's sitting there in prison, and he's looking up at that soldier. Every 4 hours, there's a new one. And can you just see the Holy Spirit's giving him the analogy that you and I are called soldiers? Did you know that? We're not in the love boat, we're in a battleship. Some of you don't know what the love boat was. That was a terrible series, praise God. Pastor Kim, anyway, so we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And so he gets this revelation how that they have armor, we have armor. How they go to war, we go to war. How they go prepared, the training, we go prepared. So if all I do is if I'm in the Bible one day a week, I'm not prepared. If I go 6 days without a daily devotional, I'm unprepared. So when I face the battles of life, whether it's my health, my marriage, my children, my job, my career, my mind, my emotions, if I'm unprepared as a Christian and I face those battles, and we all do, I'm whipped. I'm defeated. I'm down. I'm wounded. I live dysfunctional. But we don't have to live that way. As victims, amen. We can live as victors. So let's look at the book of Ephesians. And it says here in Ephesians, there are three parts, okay? Three parts, chapters 1, 2, and 3. I encourage you maybe this summer, just take all summer and study the book of Ephesians. 1, 2, and 3 chapter is about the wealth of a believer. The wealth of a believer. And you and I have to know, if we're going to put on the armor of God, we have to know who we are in Christ. We have to know who we are. We have to know what we have. We have to know what we can do. To win in life as a Christian, you have to know who you are in Christ. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You have to know what you can do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You have to know what you have been given. And then it goes on to chapter 4 and 5. Notice these all start with the letter W for better retention, is the walk of the believer. The walk of the believer is talking about employees and employers. It's talking about husbands and wives, family, your career, your job, everyday life. So the first part of this book is the wealth of the believer. The second part, chapter 4 and 5, is the walk of the believer. And chapter 6 is the warfare of the believer. The warfare of the believer. And that's where we want to land. So let's go right to it. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Finally, he said, finally I get to the big idea. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord. And the Greek text or tense is that it's continuous tense. It's constant present action. In other words, you're to be continually strong in the Lord, not just on Saturday night or Sunday morning. You do know we have a Saturday night service at 5 o'clock. Not just Saturday night or Sunday morning, but we're to continually having spiritual growth going on in our life. We're continually every day, not just once a week or once a month or every other week. If we're going to win, if we're going to be in it to win it, to overcome divorce, incest, rape, abortion, pornography, mental, physical, disease, if we're going to overcome oppression, if we're going to overcome persecution, if we're going to overcome stress, if we're going to overcome trauma, then we're going to have to be intentional every day and be strong in the Lord. Notice it's not an option, it's a commandment. So I can't put this on without being strong in the Lord, okay? So notice that the first key in putting on the armor of God is a relationship with God. If you're taking notes, this is point number one. Starts with the letter R, better retention, a relationship with the Lord. Notice that we need, I've been doing this for 42 years here. We looked at the schedule. The last time I taught on the armor of God was 3 years ago. 3 years ago. And here's what I've seen down through the years in 42 years of being here and teaching is sometimes people will put more faith in the pieces than the one who gave them to us. Sometimes people put more faith in the formula than the Father. And how many know it won't work? If I put my faith in those seven, there are seven, by the way. Number seven is the number for perfection, or completeness. So God's given you the perfect tools to make your marriage work. God's given you the perfect tools to win the battle of strife, bitterness, offense, opposition, hurt, rejection, disappointment. Whatever battle you're in, God has given you everything you need to win and to go through it and come out of it without a victim or dysfunctional. Man, what a great God. But notice that I want to have my faith in the God who gave me the armor rather than faith in the armor. Because having faith in the armor, Daniel taught last week, you know, I can say I have authority in Christ, but unless I'm living in Christ, right, it doesn't work. Well, this armor doesn't work if my faith is just in the armor and not in the God who gave me the armor. So be strong, not in the armor, but in the Lord and the power of his might. So number one, you put on the armor every day by your one-year Bible. Together as a church, we're reading it. You put on the armor every day through your quiet time, your quiet place, your daily devotional with the Lord, your journaling, your reading a devotional. That's getting strong in the Lord. And that's the first step of putting on the armor of God. And a lot of people miss that, but it's foundational. So notice, be strong in the Lord. So I want to give you some homework. I always give you takeaways. Because we're not just a hearer, we're a doer. And I like to make difficult things simple. So every day, if I'm lying, I'm frying, I get up and I say, whether I feel it or not, I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You know, that's really important because faith is released with your mouth, your words. Well, Pastor, I just don't feel strong some mornings. Neither do I. But feelings always follow decisions. And when you decide that today, no matter how I feel, I'm going to declare what God says about me, today I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. To put on the armor of God, his might is required. I'll say that again. To put on the armor of God, because it's supernatural, it's not natural, it's required to have his might, his strength, the power of the Holy Spirit. It's required that I have his might. It's required that I have an ongoing relationship with God. So that's the first point, a relationship with God. And then you, every day of your life, you get up and you say, today I am strong. Pastor, I don't feel like it. Well, the Bible says that the weak say they're strong. And then weakness leaves your life and his strength comes on you. So let's practice it. Let's all say it together. I am strong in the Lord and the power of His might. His might is required for me to get dressed up, to put this on every day of my life, because it's not natural. It's not carnal. It's supernatural. Am I helping anybody so far? Okay, next verse, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God. So I'm teaching expository, and expository teaching is one way you really get strong in the Lord. So look what it says, put on the whole armor of God, and there are how many pieces? Seven. So I've been here 42 years. I'm thankful, I'm grateful, but I've seen some people just focus on one piece or two pieces or three pieces. It won't work. I'm not fully dressed until I put on all seven pieces. I can't go into battle unprepared. And when you're in a battle, it always falls back on your preparation. I know when we're working out, I know when I've been having Emo's pizza. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, I know when I've been eating wrong, my diet's been wrong. I can feel it when I'm working out. And it always goes back to my preparation the last few days. Have I been eating right? Have I not been eating right? Have I been sleeping well? When you're in a battle, it always falls back to your preparation. If I haven't prepared, then I have nothing to fall back on. Right? So notice that we have our part. We put it on. God doesn't do it for you. You ever heard this? Well, if God really loved me, He would do it. Well, there are some things that if we can do it, God won't do it. And if we can't do it, God will do it. I'm going to say that again. The things that we can do, God ain't, aren't, won't do it. But the things we can't do, God will do for us. And here He says, I'm not putting the armor on for you. This is the second point. Take responsibility. The first word was relationship. The second point is responsibility. I have to take responsibility for my life. If I'm in denial, I'll never have recovery. If I'm blaming my wife, my husband, my parents, the dog, the cat, the hamster, black people, white people, brown people, Republicans, the Democrats, I'll never have recovery. I'll never have victory. If I blame, I'd be lame. So I have to take responsibility. Here it is. Robert Schuller used to always say, if it's going to be, it's up to me. If it's going to be, it's up to me. No one can do this for you. I can't do it for you. Your husband, your wife, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your best friend, they can't do it for you. It's up to you. If it's going to happen, you got to do it. So notice we have our part. God does His part. We have our part, God does His part. We have to put it on. What would happen this morning? Kim and I have been married 53 years. We got up today at 5:30. And if I would have said, Pastor Kim, would you come dress me today? She's going to lay hands on me is what she's going to do. Right? And she's not going to do that. I'm supposed to dress myself. Well, you're supposed to dress yourself. You have to do it, know how to do it, and be intentional in doing it every day to be prepared to go into the battles of life. Pastor, I don't have any battle. You got a lion spirit. I'll cast that out of you in Jesus' name. Put on the whole armor of God, all seven pieces, that you will be able to stand. That you will be able to stand. Now, watch this. Look at the overheads. I think we have it up there. You'll be able to stand. What's the next word? Against. That's powerful because you have to know what to stand against and what to receive. You have to know what to resist and what to receive. You have to have a fighting spirit in you to win the battles of life. You can't be a wimp. You can't be weak. You can't be pushed by the crowd or the culture. You have to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. It's a requirement to put these seven pieces on. And notice, you have to know when sickness comes your way, you're to stand against it. When divorce and bitterness and offense and hurt comes against your family, you have to know how to stand against that. When lack and poverty and barely get by comes to you, you have to know how to stand against that. God's not going to do it for you. He's already given you the authority to stand against that. You're to bind it, right? You're to stop it, right? You're to say, I'm sick and tired of being pushed around. I'm sick and tired of all of this. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to take my authority. I'm going to put on the armor of God and I'm going to stand against the lies of the devil that says you'll never get free. You'll never get over it. It will never happen. You'll never be able to. It's never get out of debt. Your marriage will never work. Your kids will never come back. You'll never get a better job. You'll never pay those credit cards off. You'll never rise above. Those are lies of the devil. And you are to put on the whole armor of God and stand against those lies. Now, you probably never recognized, but in verse 11 and 12, the word against is used 6 times. In verse 11 and verse 12, the word against is used 6 times. Let's see if that's true. That you be able to stand against the wiles, and wiles there means schemes, plans, and strategies. So not only do we need a relationship with God, number one, number two, that we need to take responsibility for our life. Number three, letter R, we need to recognize our enemy. You need to recognize your enemy. And your enemy is not people. The people that are giving you a hard time are pushed and influenced by a spirit behind them. So you need to know who your enemy is. It's not people, it's the devil. And the devil hates you. The devil wants to kill you. The devil wants to knock you out. The devil wants your family to disintegrate. The devil wants your marriage not to work. The devil wants your kids to go crazy. The devil wants you to lose your job. The devil wants you to die early. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So, relationship with God, then number two was take responsibility for my life. I have to put it on every day, and I'll teach you how to do it this month. And number three, I have to recognize my real enemy, and that's the devil. The devil is real, by the way, and the devil is smarter than us. He's been around a long time more than us. He knows your weaknesses. He knows my weaknesses. He knows when there's cracks in the armor. He knows generational curses. He knows what your parents and your grandparents and your great-grandparents' weaknesses were. And he knows they're passed on down from generation to generation unless they're stopped. So he knows where to hit you, hurt you, and hamper you. Okay? So you need to recognize that. So we see the word against there used one time, right? Verse 12. For we wrestle not against people, but... That would be number two, right? Against, you need to know what to stand against. Don't put up with what you're putting up with. Stand against, and look at the different levels of the kingdom of darkness. Principalities and powers, this is what's behind people. Powers against rulers of darkness of this world. And what's the next word? Against, that would be number three, right? Spiritual wickedness in high places. The next verse, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may able to stand in the evil day, having done all stand. I must have missed some there. Did I miss some there? Praise God. Y'all praying for me, right? That's the first mistake I've made all morning. Praise the Lord. I'm going to move so that I don't get hit by lightning. So we have one there, right? Okay. Next verse, we rest on. Two, against three, against powers four, against rulers five, against spiritual wickedness six. So six times we see the word against. Big deal? It is a big deal. There's no word by accident in the Bible, okay? Six in the Bible is the number for man. You all know about 666, right? Six is the number of the number for man. So what does that mean? You and I, as human beings, are to stand against the devil. We're to take our authority. We're to dress up every day. We're to put on the whole armor of God. And we're to stand against everything that doesn't come from God. I like that. Can we have a praise break? Amen. Woo! Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having all stand. Stand, therefore. Notice we're to stand or resist. Stand or resist. Stand, therefore, having your loins. Okay, now we're going to go into the seven pieces of the armor. So we're going to break this down all month, but let's just look at this. We're giving it an overview. Having your loins girt about with truth, number one. Having the breastplate of righteousness, number two. Having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And how many of you know you can't win a battle if you don't have peace? So if I don't have peace today, I don't got the armor on. I'm going to spend one whole weekend on how do you know if you have the armor? Well, I've been to church all my life, brother, and I know about those seven pieces. But if you're stressed out today, if you're not cool, calm, and collected today, if you're upset today, then my dear brother and sister, you ain't got the armor on today. Because if you got the armor on, if I got the armor on in the midst of the battle, I got peace. In the midst of the crisis, I'm calm, cool, and collected because I have prepared by putting the armor, all the armor on, my feet shod with the gospel of peace. Can't win the battle without peace. And if I aren't got any peace today, I haven't put on the shoes. Isn't that good? Oh, that's good. That's good. That means we all got room for improvement. Hallelujah. Okay, the next piece is, above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts, all, and a fiery dart are the lies of the devil. Fiery darts are the lies of the devil. And where does he shoot them? At your mind. And we got, you know, Joyce is coming in a few weeks, and Dave, y'all read her book on the battlefield, The Mind is the Battlefield? That's where we fight our spiritual warfare, is in our thought life. The devil sends those fiery darts. They're lies. You'll never make it. You'll never get healed. You'll never get out of debt. You'll never get that job. You'll never get married. You'll never have retirement. You'll never have a future. You'll never overcome this. You'll never break that habit. Those are lies. Stand against them and cast them down with your authority. Above all, the shield of faith, where you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That would be number six. Family, can I bring to your attention as the team comes out? All of the pieces are the word of God. So if I'm not in the Bible, reading it and applying it, I'm not putting on the armor of God. If I'm not in the Bible, all the armor is Bible verses, topic, revelation. All the pieces are Bible revelation, Bible topic, Bible subject, Bible revelation. All of them are made of the Word of God. So if I'm not in the Word when I don't need it, when I do need it, I won't have it, I'm unprepared, I will get whipped and defeated in the battle that I'm in. Is that awesome? So that's why we're reading our one-year Bible together. So there are six pieces. You see, Pastor, what's the seventh piece? We don't have it out here yet, but it's the spear. Everyone say spear. And the spear is prayer. Prayer. So notice, praying just on Sunday, what's it say in the scripture? I can't hear you. Always. We're to have a prayer life. If I don't have a prayer life, I'm not putting on the armor of God. If I don't pray every day, now this is not to condemn everybody. This is a challenge, everybody. Start with 5 minutes, but bless God, as a Christian, you better be praying every day. Are you going to call me up in the hospital? Are you going to call me up in the funeral home and say, Pastor, we need help? way before you were ever supposed to be there. If I go into the battles of life unprepared, I get defeated. I've got to live prepared. I've got to do this every day. I got to put on the armor of God. And so notice the seventh piece is praying always with all kinds of prayer. So prayer, the seventh piece, remember seven stands for perfection. Seven stands for perfection. Seven stands for, so you have the perfect weapons for the perfect storm. So watch this now. So the spear is the seventh weapon, and the Roman soldier had more than one spear. The Roman soldier, they tell us, had 6 to 7 different kinds of spears. How many prayers, different prayers are there in the Bible? Seven. Seven different kinds of prayer, seven different kinds of spears that they used. They knew what kind of spear for what battle they're in. Question, do you know what kind of prayer you should be praying for the battle you're in today? I'm going to teach you this month. Amen. So the seventh is prayer, the spear. And I'm thinking of this. Daniel, in the book of Daniel, chapter 5, watch this now, the invisible war, spiritual warfare, why it's so hard. The struggle you're in today, it's real. The battle you're in today, it's real. How do we win it? These seven pieces, put on the armor of God. And the seventh piece is prayer. I love the story in Daniel chapter 5. And Daniel is praying. And for 21 days, after 21 days, an angel, watch this now, God answers your prayers through angels. Did you know that? That when you pray according to the will of God, God dispatches an angel to bring the answer to the earth. So Daniel, after 21 days, it took 21 days, and the angel showed up with the answer, but it took 21 days. Why does it take so long sometimes? Invisible war, spiritual warfare. And the angel said to Daniel, "We heard you and your words 21 days ago. But it took 21 days for us to fight through the atmosphere, spiritual warfare, because we had fallen angels that we had to fight through to get the answer back to the earth for you." So when you and I pray, folks, don't give up on your prayer life. Realize that you're in spiritual warfare. You're in the visible war, and you're fighting against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. And as you pray, and you pray the word, you're using that spear. Amen. But understand, in the atmosphere, we're hearing a lot now about aliens, okay? UFOs, that those evil spirits, evil fallen angels, one-third with the devil, are in the atmosphere. They're there to stop the answer to your prayers. But you understand what's going on, and you have a relationship with God. You're taking responsibility for your life, and you recognize who the enemy is, and it's the devil. Amen. And you are, number four, living ready, prepared every day of your life, because you're in it and you will win it in Jesus' name. I'm done. If you got something today, come on, let's thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just praise Him right now for the revelation knowledge? Oh, I see it now, Lord. Oh, I understand now, God. Oh, I get it now, God. Oh, I got grit. I won't quit. I got grit. I won't quit. I got grit. I won't quit. I'm not giving up. I'm going to stand against it. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you for the word. Thank you for the armor. Thank you that we win. Thank you for our tools. Thank you for these weapons. We are not wimps. We are more than conquerors through Christ. We thank you for it today, Father, in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Those of you watching on television right now, on the internet right now, you say, "Pastor, the battle I'm in, it's real." And you said, "You know it's real. The struggle I'm going through, it's hard, it's difficult. But Pastor, I heard you today. You gave us an outline on how to win. I don't have the first step, a relationship with God. I want a relationship with God. I don't want to live my whole life and not walk in the purpose God has for me. I don't want to miss the will of God. I don't want to miss out on heaven. I want a relationship with God. Pray for me. Or you might say, Pastor, I'm a believer, but I haven't been putting on the armor of God. I haven't been living intentional. I haven't been living prepared. Pastor, I've been getting beat up. It's been roller coaster. It's been up and down for me. Pastor, today, I'm going to reset my life. Today, the Holy Spirit's speaking to me. I've got to have a plan. I've got to live on purpose. I've got to be intentional. I've got to put on the whole armor of God and live prepared if I'm going to win the battles of life. I want to rededicate my life today. If that's you online, punch the button on your device. Faith is an act. You got to do something. If you need prayer, there are live people standing by. In this room, in the Rock Express, the lobby, the family lounge, you'd say, Pastor, all you're saying is, Pastor, I make the choice today. Pray for me. I don't have a relationship with God. I want a relationship with God. I don't want to live my whole life and miss God's purpose for my life. I don't want to, but you're saying, I'm a believer, but Pastor, I've been getting beat up. I haven't been standing against. I've been making excuses, Pastor. I've been blaming. I've got to be honest with you, Pastor. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm ready for things to change today. I want to reset, recommit, rededicate my life for the first time or the second time as a rededication. Pastor, pray for me. No one's going to come to you. No one would embarrass you. I love you too much for that. But faith is an act. You got to do something. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. You're saying, remember me in this prayer. Lift your hand up right now. Just lift your hand right up. Wave it at me. You have an audience in heaven that's watching you right now. Just put your hand right up and say, Pastor, pray for me. We're going to wait a couple seconds. Keep your hand up, would you? You have an audience in heaven. Did you know God sees this? Do you know the angels in heaven see this? Do you know that there's an audience in heaven that's watching over the banister of heaven seeing this right now? Just, Pastor, pray for me. You know who you are. Stick your hand up right now. And then put your hands back down. Let's all pray this prayer together on this Mother's Day. Let's all say it out loud. Let's help everybody. Here we go. Say it with me. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me and He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look up and celebrate with all of heaven.
Thanks for watching this week's message. One way for you to connect here at Church on the Rock is through the God is for You classes. These classes are designed to teach you about the culture, mission, and values of Church on the Rock and about your God-given design. You can take these classes anytime by going to our website at cotr.org/God is for You. And if you want to know about all the incredible things we have here at Church on the Rock, make sure to visit our website at cotr.org. And never forget, God is for you.